From midnight tonight, 36 Melbourne suburbs will go back into a four-week lockdown in an attempt to control an outbreak of COVID-19 across the city. Cafes, pubs and restaurants that have only just reopened will revert back to takeaway only, and there'll be booze bus style checks on major roads in and out of the areas. Our reporter Bridget Fitzgerald has been speaking with locals preparing to return to life under strict isolation rules.
When Marilyn Zukowski heard the news she'd have to close her business for the second time this year, it was a kick in the guts.
Pure shock and horror. It was just like being punched, really.
She runs a gym in Taylor's Lakes, one of the 36 suburbs going into lockdown in an effort to contain a spike in COVID-19 cases in Melbourne's north, northwest and west. Movement in and out of those suburbs will be restricted, and residents will only be able to leave the house for food and essentials, work and study, caregiving or exercise. It'll stay this way until the 29th of July, which means that just 9 days after it reopened, Marilyn Zukowski's gym will close again.
We didn't do anything wrong, and then you get a few people that go out and don't social distance that causes a problem, and now we have got to suffer like so many other businesses and have to close down again for another month.
When restaurant owner Janine Barrican got to work yesterday afternoon, her first job was to cancel all future bookings.
We have bookings all the way till next month already. So when I got here, I had to call people and tell them that I have to cancel just because of the lockdown.
She only opened the Filipino restaurant in West Footscray in February.
It's a roller coaster ride because we were closed longer than we were open. Like I said, we were only open for 6 weeks and then we closed down for 2 months and then we just reopened again last June 5.
Maribyrnong Mayor Sarah Carter says cases are likely to increase and the challenge now will be to communicate the lockdown message as quickly as possible.
We're still expecting to see a raise in the numbers of cases confirmed. So it's not like playing catch up, it's just the need to be really agile and then not forgetting that we do have 40% of our residents that were born overseas. So it's one thing for you and I to watch the Premier's address, but making sure that the information is communicated in a variety of languages. And for some of those that, you know, are listening to ethnic media, there's just a delay in that. So it's just making sure that we can reach everyone.
For the 310,000 people who live in those 10 postcodes, it'll be some time before life can return to normal. Glenroy woman Lydia Condemi feels she's already adjusted and is happy to remain cautious.
Because I'm 6 months pregnant as well, I'm probably even more aware of what's going on, so I tend to not leave the house. We do online delivery for shopping and that type of thing.
While lockdown will cut her off from her loved ones, she says it's a sacrifice worth making.
My family are in all the other lockdown suburbs as well, so not being able to see mum, grandparents, elderly and that type of thing, it's going to be tough, but we've done it once, so we'll do it again.
That's Lydia Condemi in Glenroy, one of Melbourne's suburbs heading into lockdown tonight. Bridget Fitzgerald was our reporter there.